We're joined now by Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, based out of Raleigh National Polling Firm. And with the Republican debate coming up this evening, everyone's talking about 2016. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So the top 10 have been officially selected by Fox News. They're going to be in Cleveland this evening. What, aside from the consistent polling of Donald Trump at or near the top for the last few weeks, what else is surprising so far about all of this?
I think that what's really interesting is how little traction some of these people who were supposed to be really serious candidates are getting in the race. For instance, the Marco Rubios and Ted Cruz's of the world really saw their poll numbers take off right after they made their candidate announcements, but then they went right back down and haven't really been able to go anywhere from there. So it's interesting, a pretty clear top four in our last few polls is Trump, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, and then Ben Carson. So obviously Trump sort of stealing all the headlines, but Ben Carson, I don't think you necessarily would have expected to be somebody who would be pretty firmly in the top four with all these other people who were supposed to be more serious candidates polling behind him. So it'll be really interesting to see how things shake out after tonight.
Any sense as to why that might be? What voters are saying is they're supporting Carson over people like Cruz or Rubio. You mentioned Huckabee and Rand Paul, too.
I think when you look at both Trump and Carson, something they're willing to do that helps them stand out in a 17-candidate field is make statements that are maybe a little more provocative than the other candidates, that are a little bit less politician-like. And we know that voters and conservative Republicans in particular are very unhappy with the political status quo. So when you have someone like a Donald Trump or a Ben Carson who's really willing to tell it like it is, such as they see it, that has a lot of appeal to voters. Now, whether that's sustainable, I don't know. I was having a conversation with somebody in New Jersey last week, and they said, oh, you know, I really like Donald Trump. He just says what he thinks. But then she thought for a second, and she said, but you know what? I sure wouldn't want him having all those new clear codes. and that's the kind of thing that as you get closer to actually voting, I think a lot of voters might have that sort of calculation, like, I like a lot of what Donald Trump has to say, but is this really a good idea? And I think at the end of the day, most voters would probably come to the conclusion before they actually got in the ballot box and voted for Donald Trump that maybe that wasn't such a good idea.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling. PublicPolicyPolling.com is their website if you want to take a look at the latest polls. The latest poll is from Minnesota. That's got Scott Walker narrowly leading with 19%, Trump with 18%, Bush with 15%, Carson with 11%, everyone else in single digits. And sooner or later, some of these 17 candidates are going to drop away. And when they do, which of those top four stands to benefit the most? Will Trump be more likely to pick up the Huckabee, Rubio, Cruz voters if those candidates should drop off, or will those voters go more to Walker, Bush, or Carson? Do we know that?
It's really pretty much a wash. When we look at the second choice preferences for some of these people, what we find is that 10% of their supporters would go to one person, and 10% would go to another person, and 10% would go to another person, that kind of thing. There's not a clear situation where you see one candidate or two candidates necessarily really benefiting if other people drop out. But one thing that I do think is important to look at in the polls, beyond just who people say they support for the nomination, is how much they like each candidate individually, because the candidates who have the highest favorability ratings are also the people who are the best positioned to maybe make gains further down the line as other candidates fade. So on this Minnesota poll, and this is reflective of what we're seeing nationally, is that Scott Walker is the most popular Republican candidate. 68% have a favorable opinion of him. Other ones who are up there near the top are Rubio has a 58% favorability, Huckabee has a 55% favorability, Carson has a 53% favorability. It's Walker and Rubio and Huckabee and Carson who we're sort of finding in state after state are all pretty well liked regardless of what percentage of support they have for the nomination. So those are people who I would look for somewhere down the road to potentially have the opportunity to make some gains. I really do think that something is going to cost Donald Trump's luster to fade out at some point down the line. Who knows? It may be something that happens in the debate tonight. And those are the folks who maybe they're not polling at 15-20% or whatever, but they do have a lot of people who like him, like them, and that sort of steadiness in their popularity positions them to maybe make some gains somewhere down the road.
And speaking of the debate tonight, you know, sooner or later, these numbers are going to solidify and the party's going to coalesce around one candidate, whether that happens late in the primary season or before the primaries even begin is up in the air. But when do you expect all of this to solidify? Will we know more after the debate tonight, or is it generally the case that debates don't really move public opinion too much one way or the other?
Unless something really crazy happens tonight, I don't expect it to have a whole lot of effect on the polls. I think when you look at this field, it's going to be a mess probably all the way until we start voting. I don't think there's going to be 17 candidates who make it to Iowa, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's 10 or 12 or something like that. One thing that used to happen every summer was you had the Iowa straw poll, and some people would really put a lot of their energy into doing well in the Iowa straw poll, and then if they didn't, that caused some people to drop out. I remember 8 years ago, Sam Brownback, who's now the governor of Kansas, dropped out after doing bad in the straw poll. Tim Pawlenty, who was the governor of Minnesota, dropped out 4 years ago after doing bad in the straw poll. There is no straw poll this year. So that was one of those events you had that did have sort of a winnowing effect in the summer of the year leading up to the election. And we don't have that this year to help narrow down the field. But I do think what could happen with these debates is that if some of these people keep on having to be in what I call the kids' table debate with the lower polling candidates, and they can never get any sort of momentum such that they actually make it onto the main stage, I think you could see some of those people start to sort of just say, okay, this isn't working out over the next couple months. But I think that we are going to have a very full field for the foreseeable future.
Speaking with Tom Jensen again, publicpolicypolling.com is the website. The latest survey that they did is from Minnesota. And Tom, before we let you go, I will let you do the honors and talk about D's Nuts.
Okay, so D's Nuts has officially filed as an independent candidate for president. We only polled him because he actually is filed with the FEC to run.
And I, for one, have not been able to find anything wrong with him yet. So,
so we polled a three-way matchup for president in Minnesota with Hillary Clinton as the Democrat and Donald Trump as the Republican and D's Nuts as the independent. And D's Nuts polls at 8% as a third-party candidate, with Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump 41-36. And obviously this is funny. It's funny that D's Nuts would file for president. It's funny that D's Nuts would poll at 8%. But I think what's really telling is it shows you how many voters are looking for an actual third-party alternative. That's where I take this to the serious level. So, you know, it's like if D's Nuts can poll at 8% as an independent candidate, it shows there's a lot of people who aren't happy with the choices that they have from the Democrats and Republicans, and perhaps there's a window there for an independent candidate with more substance than D's Nuts to really perhaps make a splash in the presidential election next year.
It's going to turn out to have been Jesse Ventura the whole time.
Well, that would be fun if that was the case.
All right. Publicpolicypolling.com is the website. Get all those numbers from Minnesota and much more from that survey and others on the website. And we'll talk to you again soon. Tom, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.